Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 5th of September, recording at 9:41 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, Fuller Money's outlook for stock markets since at least May has been really for quite a choppy overall market environment, and that was thanks mainly to the exceptionally good rally that we saw from about the middle of last November for most stock markets, which carried well into the new year, actually through the first quarter, with a number of highs to date seen around seen in the second quarter of this year. Now, that's a recipe for a fairly choppy environment. And that's what we've been looking for, and that's what we've been seeing, although markets are not moving as if in tandem anymore. And we're getting quite a variation in performance, as you've obviously seen. But in addition to the overvaluation issue, which can be corrected by some reactions and consolidations and a favorable overall environment, which we have at least for corporations, which allows their profits to catch up. But to this we can add event risks, not least in the Middle East and specifically Syria today after last month's gas attacks. And those, as you know, have caused President Obama to call for a cruise missile strike against Syria's military hardware. However, the debate among returning members of Congress is considerable, and inevitably it also reveals some lobbying opportunism and uncertainty expressed by members of the House of Representatives and also the Senate as they return from holiday and consider an unappealing task presented as a responsibility. Being a superpower has considerable advantages, but also burdens, which generally come at a price. Now, the other event risk is quantitative easing tapering, which has become a little more likely this month following the USA's more favorable unemployment report. Now, hopefully, this has been mostly anticipated, whether the QE tapering actually commences later this month or in December, because we've had trial runs at this. It's been widely discussed by the press, and we've seen markets at least partially adjust to this. And that's included some shakeouts, not within the USA to any extent, but certainly in other regions, not least among the ASEAN stock market indices. And we've also seen, more importantly, the doubling, effectively, of the long-dated government bond yields. And that has also lifted corporate bond yields at the same time. Now, where does this actually leave us? Well, I expect more of the same, and I think this could actually continue for a number of months. That is, we get rotational, choppy action in stock markets, which will be somewhat unnerving. It'll be a little bit more challenging in terms of money management operations, but I think it need not be overall. One reason for that is I think that the risk of a bear market is not very great overall. And the main factor behind that is that even though we get the QE tapering and even though we've had those long-dated government bond yields move upwards, they've done so from an extremely low level, as you know. And so they've just become slightly less historically low rather than historically high. And more importantly still is that we're likely to see short-term interest rates, certainly in the developed economies and indeed in many economies that are not experiencing inflation problems or currency problems, We are likely to see those short-term interest rates, with those exceptions, remain really quite low overall. And it's usually been the tightening of short-term monetary conditions which has been the unwinding of, or led to the unwinding of bull markets in the past. Okay, so in terms of an overall tactic for dealing with this market, I think that long-term investors who are very happy with their positions are able to ride this out without too much concern. And I think those who wish to be a little bit more active in a ranging market environment, the only strategy that makes any sense to me is that you buy after shakeouts when people are becoming nervous, and you lighten when markets get ahead of themselves on the upside. And we can quantify that quite easily if you look at weekly charts showing the 200-day moving averages. And when you get those clear overextensions against those 200-day moving averages, that is certainly a clear warning that markets are quite susceptible to at least a mean reversion correction to the MA, and often often below. Markets have been fairly calm in here this week, ahead of the expected, it's not guaranteed, but ahead of the expected military strike against Syria's hardware. One of the strongest areas, of course, has been Wall Street all along, and it was steady in here again today. Looking down the list of indices today, Mexico is a little easier. Brazil, though, had a good gain of 1.25%. The European stock market indices had started the day a little bit mixed, but are ended on a firm note, and gains up to 3/4 of 1% overall. I don't see any in the red column. In Asia, earlier in the day, Japan was fractionally higher. The Hang Seng had a reasonable gain of nearly 1.25%. And again, most of these indices were higher. Taiwan, up over 1%. South Korea, a gain of almost as much. India, a good bounce in here today, up 2.25%, and a mixed performance among the ASEAN indices. Thailand was higher. Indonesia and the Philippines were a little lower overall. A bigger story, I guess, in terms of today's overall action in the markets was the push higher by long-dated government bond yields. So, in other words, bond markets are still soft. I've described this, Fuller Money has been describing this as a bear market in bonds for several years, and has been saying that the move higher in those long-dated government bond yields would mostly, or the moves generally in the long-dated government bond yields would mostly surprise to the upside. And I feel that that's certainly what we're seeing in here today. And we did see a number of new highs since this recovery actually started back in May, occurring with the US 10-year, UK gilts, German bunds, I think all pushing higher, and so did a number of others around the global bond markets. Now, elsewhere, the US dollar generally steady in here overall, particularly within the European region, and that partly reflects, or mainly reflects, the biggest weighting there is against the euro, which dipped to 131.19 today. Now, among other developments that we can see, sterling was a little bit lower, but 155.88, and the Australian dollar was also a little bit lower at 0.9130. Precious metals, which have been soft in the last few days, saw a little bit more profit taking occurring, and that led to palladium closing at $686. Silver slipping to $23.23. Gold bullion still trading after hours at $13.68, and a little bit of change. And platinum down $10 in here today at $14.84. So this strong rally that we have seen shows the clearest signs that it has boiled over and entered a corrective phase that that we've seen to date. My view overall is that what we're likely to see is a pullback and base formation extension phase. There is a possibility that that could be delayed, as assuming that the military strike against Syria actually occurs, because precious metals are often seen as a safe haven in that environment overall. But then the dollar is likely to be firmer as well, and that that may deter that. But my overall expectation for the precious metals is that we will see pullbacks which do not re-challenge the lows, but maybe retrace perhaps up to 50% of the gains that we saw, and anything less than that before we see some clear evidence of support being established would be consistent with our view that very important lows were seen earlier this year for precious metals. So the expectation is to say is a pullback for some right-hand extension base formation development. Now, elsewhere in the commodity markets here today, industrial metals were mostly a little firmer, no dramatic action in the sector, however. Copper up to 324.5. Grains and beans, we currently have corn and wheat a little lower, soybeans actually a little bit firmer. Cocoa's been strong, coffee a bit softer. Crude oil, we see the WTI up today at 108.40. And the Brent also back above the 115 level, 115.29. Now, again, going forward, expect a choppy ranging condition to persist. However, I think that we won't see any really significant downward moves, provided that we don't get a spike in the crude oil prices, and that's the perhaps the main market risk to watch out for. We do have people establishing long positions in those crude oil futures, and if that develops into a bandwagon effect, pushing and holding above 120, then that would be certainly an increasing headwind for global stock markets and also global economies. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.